The federal government has given water utilities all over the country a mandate that goes like this. Find out which of the pipes connecting water mains to homes are made of toxic lead. But digging up these pipes to find out can be expensive. WHYY's Sophia Schmidt reports researchers in Philadelphia are trying to find an easier way to accomplish this.
John DeVitas crouches on the sidewalk in front of a row home in West Philadelphia. He's got a small metal hammer in one hand. And in the other, he holds a metal rod stretching down into a hole in the concrete. He swings the hammer so it hits the top of the rod, sending tiny shockwaves down into the hole. Underground, the rod touches a metal pipe known as a service line that carries water from the big water main beneath the street into the home. With each swing of the hammer, vibrations travel along the underground service line. And above ground, sensors pick these vibrations up.
We send stress waves along the pipe, which then propagate through the soil and up to the sensors. And then using wave propagation techniques, the idea is to back out the material type of the pipe.
The material of the pipe is important because it could be lead. DeVitas is part of a team of researchers at Drexel University testing out a technique that could help water utilities find lead service lines without digging them up. The idea is that waves travel differently, for example, faster or slower, through different types of metal.
If I bounce a hammer off of steel, you're going to hear a ping, a very high-frequency ping. If I do the same thing to lead, it's going to sound more dull and bassier.
If the Drexel team's technique works, it could be in high demand. That's because water utilities across the country need to make an inventory of service lines and what they're made of by next fall under an EPA rule. At the Philadelphia Water Department, Adam Hendricks is one of the people working on meeting this requirement.
We have about 500,000 service lines, so it's a pretty big effort.
Digging up all these pipes to find out what they're made of would be expensive.
I think the low number is around $2,000 per service line. So when you add up those costs for the number of unknowns we have, it quickly gets pretty high.
In Philly, service lines are owned by the customer. The water department estimates there are around 20,000 lead service lines in the city, mostly connected to older homes. But water department officials don't know exactly where these are. They're starting to build their inventory by looking at old construction records and using predictive modeling. And they can squeeze some inventorying in during other projects. The water department is currently replacing meters throughout the city. While they're there, officials check the part of the service line that enters the home. Hendricks says they can also examine and swap out entire service lines when replacing the water main on a block. But the pace of main replacement is slow.
Our regulators really want us to know and have good definitive records for both portions of the service line, which is where a technology like Drexel really comes into play.
The water department expects at some point the EPA will require utilities to replace all lead service lines. Maurice Sampson is an advocate at the national nonprofit Clean Water Action, which pushed for the inventory requirement. He says knowing which service lines are made of lead is crucial.
We need to know where that is. Then we can make a real plan for getting rid of them. We can also get really focused on where the primary concern is.
Just because a service line is made of lead doesn't mean the lead is getting into a household's water. Philadelphia treats its water with a chemical that coats the inside of pipes to help prevent lead from leaching out. Last year, the utility tested tap water in around 100 homes with known lead service lines and found lead levels met the EPA standard in 97% of these homes. But Sampson sees corrosion control treatment as just a temporary solution. He says disasters like the lead crisis in Flint, Michigan, show as long as there are lead pipes, something can go wrong.
If you want to have assurance that you're not going to be poisoned, then you want to make sure there's nothing in the line that might poison you.
The first step is finding out where all the lead pipes are. The Drexel researchers hope their technique could help. But DeVitas says before it's scalable, they'll need to keep validating their data and fine-tuning their process.
The idea is to make this to where it's just a no-brainer to do, you know, on the order of, you know, $100 or something. So we're trying to bring it to the masses, really.
In Philadelphia, I'm Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.